Good morning and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM 760 WJR for the next 3 hours, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
We got to do a little overtime today. Speaking of housing information you can trust, we're with a family we trust in the biggest way we can, strongest way we can say that, the Sheena family with their first annual food drive for Open Door Outreach Center. We are inviting people to come by. As a matter of fact, Mary Sheena, being the wonderful hostess she is, just called us over. She's got a box of warm, freshly made donuts. Those were freshly made, right, Mary? Wow. I'll end up looking like you if I eat any more of those.
You wish. Not on your best day, pal. Not on your best day.
We're going to have a lot of fun today. It's going to go by quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are broadcasting live from Hagerty Road, just south of that's Pontiac Lake Road, right? Right here, just south of Pontiac Lake Road.
I come in from the north.
Yeah, you don't know this area.
There you go. John's telling us it's down there.
But when you come down, we want everyone to bring some non-perishable food goods.
Or
right?
Cash.
Or cash. For us.
No. You know, normally I would have said that, but
I know.
It didn't
normally
even occur to me. I'm in that now.
Okay, for the charity.
For
all
the
right.
Charity. They will accept cash and then make a decision as to how best to invest that on behalf of your generosity.
Yes, sir. We're going to have the people from Open Door on with us in just a little outreach center.
Yep. Looking forward to it. But non-perishable food items, toiletries, paper products to benefit the Open Door Outreach Center. And it's the first annual, so I was talking with Halim a few minutes ago. It's going to take a little while to build some traction, but they intend to do this every year. We're going to hold you to that, Halim. Look forward to being here next year and the year after that until Ken no longer can walk.
You'll get there way before I do. Anyone looking at us right now can tell that, Chuck.
It's going, how did he get here? Where are the wheels on his chair?
I got to tell you, for anyone heading out here today, the sunshine is terribly deceiving this morning. You look outside and you think it's a lot warmer than it is.
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day, but I walked out with just a sweatshirt on and soon realized once I got here, I got three more layers on now.
Your wife normally lays out more
she does.
Intelligent
clothing she does.
For you.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to her about that.
Yeah, I am. It's funny because Mary, Sheena, and I were chatting earlier, and at 10 o'clock last night, I looked out the windows and I said, oh my gosh, I don't think they're going to be able to do this.
Oh,
today.
My goodness. I started yelling Annie M. I started blowing away. That's
well,
terrible.
They mentioned that this tent they've got set up, you can't miss it on Hagerty Road. They were concerned about it ending up, you know, somewhere in another community.
Yeah, so, I don't think anyone expected winds that high yesterday.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So they took it down. Actually, my wife is up north, and she said they had extremely high winds, high waves on the water.
Yeah, yeah. I was really surprised when I walked out a couple of times, some of the trees that were, how much they were moving. The winds were a lot. Now, but what we did hear is the, I know a lot of people are without power, but something tells me our infrastructure is starting to get a little bit better in that realm. Well,
Boy, are you easily fooled.
Anyone that lives a couple miles down a dirt road that has overhead wires going to their house, that's not going to be changed for a long time. And those other
Ken,
people,
they're not lesser people because
didn't
of
say
that.
They were, but they chose to move there.
You and I did something this morning. We stood on glass windows that are laying on the grass.
Go ahead, make a fat comment. Go ahead.
No.
I'm just waiting.
I can't believe
did they have to give me extra strong glasses?
You're talking about Halim that way?
No, I'm talking. Don't do that.
Wow, our hose?
Just turn it around.
But is that posted on Facebook? Did Mr. Pierce
he
post
He did,
post
on the Inside
that?
Outside Guys Facebook page. Yes, you and I are standing on the glass of a Window World window, and it's not breaking. It's not cracking. It's not even making any noises.
Now, let's make it clear. They're not intended to be laid horizontally and stood upon.
No, but if they're that strong.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, it kind of puts to rest all these ads that you see in these marketing campaigns. It'll hold up a house. It'll hold up a car. It's like, Windows don't need to do that.
Right.
But
right.
It's nice to know they can if they have to.
Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to chatting with our listeners, too. We're going to have some opportunities for people to call in if they have questions about Windows.
888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
But we're going to challenge everybody, 2873 Haggerty Road in Commerce Township here, to bring non-perishable items down. Now, you don't have to do it during the show.
They're here till 4 today.
Tune us in the car. Till 4, is that what it is?
Yep.
Yeah. So this is a great family. They've got the donuts. They've got fresh cider. They're going to have hot dogs. I saw potato chips over there. Matter of fact, they may have to kick us out.
They may.
Come 4 o'clock.
They may. We've already had a couple donuts, haven't we? Absolutely delicious. And Miroshina will tell us where they got those from this morning, okay? Because they're good.
She may not share her secrets. She might not. I wouldn't blame her. But you can't miss us. Great big white tent, the Window World sign in front of us, the WJR tent set up here, and a couple of things out by the road. So as you go by, if you got us tuned in, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to have you stop in. And again, if you don't have canned goods, write a check.
Hey,
a good check.
It all goes to the people who need it.
Yeah,
the families that need the help. And I was talking to everyone here earlier about how thrilling this is for you and I with all of our team partners that do stuff like this, that give away, that give of themselves, and how happy you and I are just to be a small part of it.
And you know what? You and I have said this for years, and I say it again. Good businesses are run by good people. I was talking to Ray Templin, our engineer. Hope you don't mind.
Engineer Ray. Extraordinaire.
But Ray showed up a little tired. He had an event yesterday, a family event that he had to take care of. And he said he was greeted here by this family in a way that he wouldn't even expect to be greeted by his own family. And he said, it made you feel great, right? It's just an awesome thing to hear, and we already know that about this family. So we hope that you'll stay tuned. We hope that you'll participate either today. Actually, you'll be accepting goods beyond today, right? Okay.
We'll talk about that through the show. And hey, let's talk about another good family. Over at CNC Heating and Cooling, a family operation that's been in business for absolute decades, who say from Ann Arbor East, I believe is their, motto over there. And for a furnace tune-up, a cleaning check, now's the time to get it, for you don't need to call them in January. We're going to make the next segment of the Inside Outside Guys, brought to you by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that you can share a little more intimate experience by actually driving over here to the world headquarters of Window World Detroit.
Yes, sir.
And meeting these great people we're going to be talking with and about for the next couple hours.
Yep. Plenty of parking. Come on over and say hi on Haggerty Road, just south of Pontiac Trail.
I was concerned about parking, but we've got parking.
We do.
Right?
Yep. Can't miss it.
So right now we're going to talk to Haleem and Miroshina. I don't think everybody's met Mary. So, Mary, we're going to ask you to run with the ball since this is your husband keeps telling me you're the catalyst for this whole event.
Well, I don't think I can be the catalyst.
Are you there? Let's see. It's what's that?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, we can.
Sure can.
Good morning.
So
am I on?
You're on now. Yes, you're
okay,
good.
Okay, I'm on now. Yeah. Well, we Live just radio. Want to welcome you guys and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being here and helping us with this and help us shoot this out to the world and just hoping for a really great day.
We're blessed
so
to be here.
We're thrilled. Yeah, we're thrilled. You guys are awesome. We'd do anything for you guys. I remember the first time I met you, sir.
Yeah, it was a show.
You came around and said, I'm going to be on your show.
we're actually north of Pontiac Trail.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Did I say south? I'm sorry.
You know, one of the things that stuck in my mind I shared with Ray this morning, Haleem, a few years ago I was going through some health issues, and we came over here to do a live record. And I walked in the door. You looked at me and walked up to me and said, can I pray for you? And hugged me. And I've never forgotten that. That was just, I get chills talking about it. You know, there aren't many people that are that way, and your whole family is that way. So not surprising you're connected here.
I got to remind you, though, when their son walked through the door and saw you.
What was that? What'd he say? Where's my dad?
I like the look, Chuck.
Yeah, he said, I like the hairdo.
Yeah, that was the, yeah, oh, Niall. That was great. Yeah. Classic Niall.
I thought you were talking about my son.
No.
God bless Niall.
You know, it all starts with her, my wife. She's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. So it all starts with her. She makes me a better person.
So. Actually, you've said that several times, so just for the sake of those listening and for Mary, that's not just something he's saying because you're hearing it. I've heard that a bunch from him. So tell us about this event, Mary.
Well, we've always given as a family to Open Door Outreach. Every holiday, every time we had extra, we would not hesitate to give. And once we bought this franchise, I just got the idea in my head, let's put the trailer out here once a year and see what we can gather that way. And then my husband Halim, he runs with it, and it just exploded into this great big event. So that's the best part of it.
Well, things are rough for a lot of people right now.
Yeah,
gas prices are high, food is high. I mean, I was at a gas station yesterday, I paid like $4.39 a gallon. Windshield wiper fluid is like, it used to be $1.99. It's like $5 right now. So everything is more expensive. And even though a lot of people got raises if they are working, the inflation is just, a lot of people are hurting right now. So anything we could do to help, we want to help.
You're so right about that. I just spoke with a gentleman that moved here from San Diego, California. So I'm thinking he's going to rave about our low prices. And he said he could not believe how high everything was. And he's quoting me the price of a gallon of milk being higher than where he came from, and chicken breasts, from the freezer. It's like, whoa. So you guys are doing a very timely, good thing here.
Yeah. The prices at the grocery store are crazy. Two of our boys are moved out now. But
thank
back
God.
In the day, 10 years ago,
because you'd have to feed them, right?
Yeah, we had to feed them. And honestly, I got home from the grocery store the other day, and I said, Halim, if the boys were home, I can't imagine how much more I would have spent. I spent the same probably as I used to spend with all of them.
And how do people do it?
I don't know how people are doing it. So every little bit helps. What's just a little something for someone is something big for somebody else. And just to be able to give just a little bit, even one box, a couple cans, a whole case, whatever you can give, it just makes you feel so good. And you're helping people and helping families. So it's easy.
We're going to be talking to more of the people that are involved with this charity because there's a lot to it. My concern when I first talked to Halim was, okay, you collect all this stuff. Do you have a way to distribute it?
Oh, yeah.
And you've brought several people here that we're going to be talking with that literally handle that on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. And, at the Sheena House, we eat, breathe, and sleep windows. These people are angels. They eat, breathe, and sleep helping people. They wait till you talk to them. They're just the most genuine, wonderful people, and all they do is help. And they get the biggest kick out of, the little God winks that happen there in the office. I'm sure you'll hear about them. But just little things here and there that happen, and it just came straight from the Lord. Just, they might have something donated and somebody calls the next day and actually needs it, and it's really cute. They're going to tell you a lot.
Ken and
really
I are
nice
big
stories.
Believers in that type of dynamic, so you don't have to convince us it's true.
And we can't talk to the folks here at Window Roll Detroit without a charity being mentioned, whether it's Open Door Outreach or St. Jude's, which you guys are very involved with year round. The whole corporation, Window World, is one of the most successful companies out there when it comes to residential exterior remodeling, and you give back. I mean, when you're that successful, it's so important to give back.
Well, we're a national franchise. There's over 230 locations nationally. And St. Jude, we've been donating or given to St. Jude since 2009. As of from 2009 till right now, over $13 million has been donated to St. Jude. Veterans Airlift Command. We have a corporate jet, and what we do is we take veterans that, amputees or that can't.
They need help.
That need help, that cannot take commercial flights. We take them to hospitals, to events, to family reunions, whatever, just to help. Window World is huge with veterans.
And, people out there listening right now, my question to them is when you decide, because people need a house full of windows, you get three or four bids. I think it's very important that they consider this kind of stuff. you know, where their money goes to, a small percentage of their money will be going to help children. $13 to $14 million, okay? Think about how many families Amazing. That is
yeah.
that do not have to worry about getting a hotel room when their child's sick in the hospital or having the bills paid when their mind's on everything else. That's amazing. Yeah. That's absolutely amazing.
You know, early August, we had the Windoworld family reunion in Phoenix, Arizona. And just Windoworld store owners.
Early August in Phoenix?
Yeah, we did. It was 115 degrees. It was great because I love hot weather. So, you know, a lot of Windoworld owners, you know, pretty much all of them are there. And they donated, raised almost between $600,000 to $700,000. From Windoworld owners to St. Jude that day.
At that event.
Just in one day, yeah.
Wow. I that says all we need to say about the type of people that get involved with this corporation. But how about the product? Ken and I were really hesitant to step on top of that glass earlier today.
Well, for the money, we probably have the best window on the market by far.
I mean, your warranty. We always say you can't give a great warranty unless you have a great product or you're crooked. And we know you're not crooked.
No, we're not.
So you've got to have a product you believe in, you're passionate about, and you don't have to go service when it's properly installed.
Exactly. It's a great product. We give you lifetime warranty and everything, including glass breakage. So if you stand on your window like we did, like you did, and if it breaks, we're going to change it for you for free. No questions asked.
I love it.
Idea, the next Windoworld family reunion, Fargo in January.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you
the other extreme,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have been a travel agent.
I won't make that one.
Hey, stick around, everybody. You've got a lot more coming from the Windoworld Detroit headquarters. Stick around. We're going to make this next segment with the Inside Outside Guys, brought to you by Performance Remodeling. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. With over 80 years of combined housing experience, the Inside Outside Guys and the InsideOutsideGuys.com need to be your one-stop source for any and all of your housing needs. We are broadcasting live from the Windoworld Detroit headquarters, which is on Haggerty Road, just north of Pontiac Trail. We're having a great time and have a lot of great information coming up.
Absolutely. We're going to continue our discussion with Mary Sheena and with John Reardon, the Executive Director of Open Door Outreach. John, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here and having me.
It's our pleasure, believe me. You want to explain to people the mission of Open Door Outreach?
Before I do, I'd like to thank Mary and her husband and Colleen. And what you were saying earlier is so true. The first time you meet them, you know they're real. So, I mean, they're just great people, and we're very thankful that they picked us to help us out so we can help feed the needy.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
but not just feed the needy, help the needy, right?
Yes.
In many different ways, right?
Yes, we do have some variety. We have, right now, three departments. Our point of entry is our client service department. And I'm going to save that for last, but our main focus is the pantry, and we've been doing this for 42 years. We got our start from St. Pat's Roman Catholic Church up in White Lake, and 2 years after they started a pantry, it incorporated into Open Door Outreach, and here we are today.
And for people who are listening, I want to let them know and remind them how important those church pantries are, whether it's the open door outreach or the pantry in your local church. Those are very important, and we all have, almost anybody can walk into their pantry or their cupboard right now and find food that they can give, you know, and it's so important that they do give, especially this time of year, because this is the time of year where it's all about giving. And like to think that Windoworld Detroit is kicking it off for us here.
I like that. I like that.
Yes, and then continuing on, we have a thrift store. The thrift store is to make money, so we have money to buy food that we can give out to those in need. our client service department, our best kept secret, it's fabulous, is when people come in, and as was stated earlier, we do more than just give out food. They operate a voucher that the people can go over if they need shirts or household wares. They can go to the thrift store and shop for free. We also provide referrals. We work with a lot of churches and church groups, as well as other organizations within Oakland County especially. And we try to be a full service, try to have a whole menu on this.
Yeah. You know, John, I worked with some groups in North Flint for a number of years, and one of the biggest transportation or the obstacles to success and coming out of poverty was transportation. You mentioned to me earlier that you actually help with that on occasion with some of your people.
We do. As a matter of fact, because of the economy, what we're doing, what we're experiencing is a surge in requests for gasoline cards.
There's a surprise.
And we were giving out one card, and now we're giving out two cards because of the cost of gasoline.
Sure.
Also, we have a number of community supporters where if somebody's car breaks down, we can send them to a local repair shop, and the man will fix it up at reduced prices and send us the bill. We can provide appliances, refrigerators, stoves, ovens, and that's another gentleman within the community that we can call, and they'll provide it. They'll actually deliver it and send us the bill. And then in emergency cash situations, sometimes people, they just run into a little snafu. They have a hiccup in their life, and they can't make their rent payment for the month. We'll help them with emergency cash situation.
The website is opendooroutreachcenter.com. The phone number, 248-360-2930. If you go to opendooroutreachcenter.com, right in the right-hand corner, you see a little red button that says Donate Now. Just want to make sure people have a know how they can get to that.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we're located on Cooley Lake Road, right near hospital, and a convenient center. And something that's exciting that we're expanding on is we are going to create a resource center. And within the resource center, we're going to have a computer lab where we can bring people in, teach them how to use a computer, because everything now, if you're applying for a job, it's on a computer. And then give them some insight as to how to utilize a computer to do job applications. Help them with resume creation and especially household budgeting classes.
Boy, we love hearing that.
So. No kidding.
Love hearing that. Not only are you helping people, but you're going to help them in the long run. Because look, what was it, 1990, my wife and I lived not far from here in a mobile home, and it caught on fire. And we all came out safe, but I came out with a pair of shorts. That's all I had after the fire was a pair of shorts.
And you don't look good in shorts.
Well, I was in my early 20s.
Let's be honest.
I didn't look good, but I look a lot better than I do now. Trust me that. But organizations like yours came out and helped us. And this is why this is so important, because we were young. At that point, we were broke.
I mean, how many
babies
did you have?
We had three young kids.
Okay.
What's that? Yeah, three young, probably the fourth on the way. And we're very irresponsible back then. But when the fire happened, I mean, it went up in a minute, and all of our stuff was gone in a minute. And there are people like your organization that came out and helped us, and we would have been in a lot of trouble if it was our family as well, and people like your organization to help us. So you are just so, so important to the community. So important. We thank you so much for what you do.
What we're helping now, who we're helping right now, is I believe we have four Ukraine families that have come over.
Ukrainian families?
Ukraine families. And they're coming over here virtually just with the clothing that they have on their back.
Sure.
And now we're experiencing some refugees from Mexico. And again, they're coming up here from down south, and just no coats or anything.
They need help. We need to help them.
Yeah,
we need to help them. God bless you.
So you help people, John, get a start or maybe move forward from an event like the house fire Ken described. Anything that you're doing that involves seniors?
Yes. As a matter of fact, my plans for next year is to expand our outreach into the senior community because I think there's a lot of seniors that are in need of help, especially in these trying times.
Yeah, with the inflation numbers that are out there, what Mary was talking about, just going to the grocery store.
Speaking of Maraschina, I think she's cold for the first time today.
I'm freezing.
Yeah, but you've been running around all day.
I'm just dreaming of that sweatshirt that I have inside.
And you
bet, I'll go find it.
But Mary, none of us would be here today if it wasn't for you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I think everyone here can say that. You took this by the horn, and you've been running this, and we're all so grateful. What made you decide this was your passion here?
My heart. I mean, what else is there? Do great things with great love is what St. Teresa said. And I mean, it's easy to give. It's easy. I think people love to give. They just need to know of a place that they can give.
Yes, you're right.
People love to give.
And they need
and
to
if
trust
we could be a portal
place.
Today,
yeah.
That's all we are today. Wonderworld is a portal. So stop by, give what you can, and look who it's going to. Like I said before, these people are angels, and they're just
and you've known these
people
long enough, Mary. You trust their intentions. You trust the work that they do on a daily basis.
Absolutely, yeah.
I do think that's important when people give to a charity. There are so many choices today.
There are. When you're at Target, when you're at Kroger, when you know, can you want to round up?
Right.
I mean, sometimes
you just question.
Well,
you have to be careful because you have to take a look at the charities. Well, I mean, if you don't investigate the charities first, that's your fault.
Yeah. I wasn't in any way, shape, or form saying that Target or Kroger was
not
doing good work.
No, there's a lot of choices.
There are a lot of choices, especially during the holiday season. They come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And
you're right. And when we give the charity, we want to know the majority of our money is going to the people that need it. And I think this year, more than, you know, the last few years, people are going to need help without a doubt more this year than it's been for
I think
a few
you're
years.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm glad we're doing the first annual because of that need that I think Ken just referred to. I just think it's growing exponentially, sadly, because of the situations at the gas stations, like we talked about, the grocery store.
And you can stop by here today and hand it directly to the people.
I love
it. You know right where it's going.
I love it.
Them, so.
Yeah. John Reardon, we appreciate you being with us. We're going to talk to some of your staff here in a little while as well.
Yes, and some of the staff is here. But I want to make mention that we are primarily a volunteer organization. We have about 150 people that work on a constant basis.
And they love it.
They volunteer their time.
We'll be talking to them as soon as they get back from break. Hey, just 2 weeks ago, Chuck and I were on location with Victor's Roofing. They gave absolutely free a new roof to a deserving person that had an accident and was in a wheelchair. One of the many reasons we love Victor's Roofing.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us on a blustery November.
The gales of November are calling, aren't they, buddy? Live radio. This is fun. We had a little accident on a break. One of the speakers blew over. Luckily, didn't hit anything.
The Edmund Fitzgerald went down in better weather than this. No, it's a beautiful day. We'd appreciate seeing you. We appreciate everybody that's come out, especially those that are here with Open Door Outreach. We're going to be talking with Tina Davis. Are you the head of client service, Tina?
I'm client service manager there.
Client service manager. What does that mean to the people that are involved with Open Door Outreach?
What it means is when a client comes in, either they're scheduled an appointment or they're a walk-in, our receptionist finds out what area they're in, what they need. They come in and they see me, and I get all of the details on their family. I find out what is the income, what do they really need.
Kind of a needs assessment, is that?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are in 10 different areas, 10 different zip codes around the Waterford area. And in the last year, new clients have increased 85%.
Wow. Now, if someone thinks that they can benefit from the good work that you do, should they call first and talk to you or someone,
they
or just
call,
walk in?
They can do anything they want to do. They can come in. As long as they come in, I'm grateful for that. We have so many people who are a regular basis. A lot of our seniors, they're on a fixed income, so they come in on a regular basis and see us. Then you have those that are there that just need a helping hand. We had a fireman come out. I'm in my office, and I hear the receptionist talking to this gentleman. He's in an accident, and I walk out, and here's this big, burly guy with a cast on his arm. And he gets the unemployment, or short-term disability, I'm sorry, but that doesn't pay your bills all the time.
Oh.
You know, there's that glitch in the system.
Especially in this day and age.
Absolutely. So what we did is, you know, I met with him. We got him food, got him gas cards, got him pajamas for his kids.
Wow.
Just to help him over that hump. And then when I spoke to him a few weeks later, he was doing better. He was able to get back to work. So his income had increased.
Can you get a jacket for Mary Sheena?
No, but I did text my son to bring a couple down.
She came. You sat down again without a jacket on.
I couldn't find them. All my daughters, I thought somebody stole mine, but I checked.
Where's that loving husband of yours?
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
God bless you,
Ray. Thank you.
You look good in a WJR jacket.
Well, I could use a job. I have a job already.
Tina, does pride get in the way of people coming to you and letting you know of their need?
Absolutely. It's hard. It's really hard to walk through that door. And our goal is dignity for everybody, letting them know that we've all walked through rough times. You know, we are a community. We are here. I've been in the area for 43 years.
Okay.
And this is what we do, you know. They'll say, well, I don't want to take from somebody else. And we say, there's plenty. There is plenty for you. You're not. If you were, we would let you know.
That's what you're there for.
That's exactly what we're there for. I had a lady come in. She came in once before in the February, and she wrote us a check out for a couple hundred dollars. She came in June, and she already had her checkbook out. And she started writing a check, and she asked me what my needs were. And I said, oh, my gosh, gas. That's when the gas prices went crazy.
Sure.
And she said, oh, it looks like I'm going to have a larger check. She wrote us a check out for $1,000 for gas cards for seniors and for moms with children. I'm in the process of buying pajamas. We had an organization that gave us a check for $1,841 to buy pajamas. We have the thrift store that we do vouchers for them, but we also have my department where everything is new. And it's great to get something to keep you warm, but it's wonderful when you can have something that's brand new given to you.
Absolutely.
We do socks, we do hats, we do gloves.
What are your biggest needs with clothes? Are those what you just mentioned?
Winter wear?
Winter wear. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, winter wear. We have people who knit and crochet hats and gloves for us, or they'll make blankets for us. We're finishing up or starting our adoptive family program for the holiday season. We have right now 60-some families that I find sponsors for that they fill the wish list, and then I'll give them to the sponsor.
How can someone sponsor a family if they want to? If they're listening right now and go, wow, I need to do that.
Go to opendooroutreach.com. OpenDoorOutreachCenter.com.
That's right. Or give me a call. Last week I probably had about 6 random people call me. I want to adopt a family. I want to do something. They'll walk in off the street. They'll give us a check. They'll bring us new items. Can you use these? You know, we have the appliance person that John was talking about. I had a client come in. Went through everything with him, you know, got his food, did his voucher, and I said, anything else I can help you with? And he laughed. He said, I'll need a washing machine. I said, okay.
Wow.
He said, what? I said, okay. So I called up our contact. 2 days later, he had a washing machine running in his place.
That is awesome. You know, Mary made the point that people want to give, that we recognize our blessings, but you don't know how. And I think it helps that Tina mentioned people can knit caps.
Oh, yeah.
You know, scarves.
Crochet, Chuck.
Absolutely.
My wife will tell you that's a difference.
I should have known, actually. My mom.
Actually, crochet or knit, guys.
I know.
Either one. Either one.
That's all my wife does in her spare time is crochet.
We do a delivery of food service, so we have clients who are not able to get out. So we have volunteers. The client will call in and say, I need to have my food delivered. I email my list of volunteers, make that connection, and then we take the food out for them. We're doing it for our Thanksgiving program also.
Wow.
We are distributing our Thanksgiving meals at Bethany Church in Hiller in Waterford, and we have 140 families right now. So now, we provide food.
So John mentioned all volunteer. Do you need people to help cook that food or prepare that
it's
food?
It's not cooked. We give them a bag of staples. We give them a pie. I'll tell you about our pie guy in a minute. We give them a pie, and then we give them a gift card to Kroger or to Meijer where they can buy their meat, whatever they choose for their holiday meal.
Wow. Now, you guys are located out of Waterford. If someone calls and they're hearing our voice and they're not in this area, can you refer them to other organizations in Southeast Michigan?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But one of our main goals is we always have food. I don't care where you're from, Jackie, John, we don't care where you're from. You walk in our door and we'll get you emergency food. And then we'll give you, call this place, you know, Oakland Hope or the one in Farmington, different places in their area.
So I don't have to be from a specific zip code that you typically service in order to take advantage of some of the services?
You need to be a client to be a certain area for a client.
Okay.
Any area for food, though. Any area for food. And then I had a lady come in. We're working with a Hispanic group in Pontiac. She came in with a client the other day. She drove up from El Paso with her son and her two kids, nothing on their back. And so we did a special voucher so she could go to our thrift store and get winter clothes for her children. It's totally amazing.
Coming from El Paso, it'd be a real shock to realize what you needed.
Absolutely.
Just coming to Michigan.
Chuck, I think of your mom. I think of my mom. I think about a lot of elderly people out there. Luckily, your mom and my mother have us. A lot of people don't have family. And real quick, an elderly, disabled, and frail woman came to Open Door. She was ill and had additional prescription costs, doctor visits, plus a car repair that needed to get paid for. With all these unexpected expenses, she fell behind on her rent, which you also help. So when we get back, let's talk some windows, okay? Just talk about Window World.
Well, there's a good idea. Window World, Detroit headquarters. Yeah, I like that. And we should also mention that when the rains of November finally do hit, a lot of people are going to have basements that are wet, crawl spaces that are wet and damp, and we've got a solution.
If you live in the state of Michigan, you can hear our voice. We've got a company that can help you, and that company is Foundation Systems of Michigan. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Want to remind everyone to stick around for the third hour of the Inside Outside Guys as we are broadcasting from Barrier Free Plus. If you have anyone in your family that may in the future need some special needs around their house or some variable needs, this is a show you definitely want to listen to because they help a lot of people stay in their home.
Yeah, they have a big heart. Tina was talking about some of the stuff they do with veterans. And Joe, you're going to listen to Joe between 12 and 1. I guarantee you, Joe is passionate about helping the veterans.
You're right, he is. So that's between 12 and 1 with Barrier Free Plus and the Inside Outside Guys. And hopefully you've been listening all morning. A lot of people are driving by honking. And if you're listening to us, when you drive by us at the Window World headquarters on Haggerty Road, just north of Pontiac Trail, stop by, have some hot dogs, have some cider and donuts. And if you have any
canned goods...
Or bring some canned goods. Bring some non-perishable food items. But, boy, is it windy out here.
Yes,
I just saw a lady on a bike fly by, and a cow was right behind her. So let's talk windows.
Yes.
Let's talk the wonderful windows of Window World, which does something that not a lot of companies do, which is a lifetime transferable warranty. And one of the reasons you can do that is what we've been one of the reasons Window World can do that with their windows is what we demonstrated earlier, the Inside Outside Guy standing on the glass of a window. That's how you give a lifetime breakage warranty because it's hard to break that glass.
Finally got you guys to stand up.
I was hesitant.
He was scared.
Yes. I was. I thought I was going to fall through and never come back, never be heard from again. Halim,
yes.
That warranty is unbelievable. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't get a quality vinyl window product. So to see something like that, to see that warranty, that's an anomaly in the marketplace.
It's probably the best warranty in the business for windows. Lifetime guarantee on everything, and including the glass breakage. And we don't really have to worry about that too much, because once we install them, we'll probably never see you, because these are some of the best windows on the market.
You're worried about signs blown
the
over?
Signs, yeah, the sign is blown over and stuff.
So, we talk to your son, Niall, a lot, and he talks about lawnmowers throwing rocks at the glass, screens getting torn by abuse, you know, those kinds of things. You warranty all of that.
We take care of all that. It doesn't matter if how you break that glass. Just don't do it on purpose. We'll come out and replace it for free, no questions asked. If the screen rips, we'll take it, rescreen it for you, and give it back to you. And it's a transferable warranty, so it's for the homeowner. And you can transfer it one more time to the next homeowner. Wow. So these windows, once you buy them, you'll never have to spend another penny on windows. We stand behind them 24/7. It's like a car warranty or something, you know.
I love it.
Halim, you've told us a story many times about your career and how you got into the construction industry.
Yeah.
And you were ready to open up a business where you could work with your family. And how important that was. And you had your choices. You had your choices of many things you could have done. And you chose Window World. They chose you. And obviously it's worked out. Tell people, why did you ultimately decide this is the way you wanted to go with Window World?
I've always had a small business. You know, all my life I've ran a small business. And sometimes I was pretty successful, sometimes not as successful. And when I found out about Window World, actually it was, I think, 2013, I was working for a company, and I was looking at J.D. Power, and Window World was number one with J.D. Power. I never heard of it before. In fact, this year we're number one with J.D. Power again, and 6 out of the last 9 years we're number one with J.D. Power. The other 3 years we came in second place.
What does it mean if you're number one with J.D. Power?
For customer satisfaction, J.D. Power.
That's huge.
You've heard of J.D. Power.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But I want to make sure that everyone listening understands what that
means. It's highest in customer satisfaction among windows and patio door retailers in the whole country. We came in first place. So
you guys
beat that.
I mean, you guys have a huge – you're Window World Detroit.
Yes.
But there's Window World. You name the city or the area. They're out there. And tell people how they could take it. Why did that help them? That they had the national powerhouse of Window World standing behind the product.
Exactly. There's over 230 locations nationally. In Michigan, there's 5 now. When we opened, there was 3, I think. Now there's 5. So there's one in Hawaii, I think, maybe even 2 in Hawaii. Everywhere except Alaska, I think we have a Window World. So it's a national company. And if you listen to Sirius Radio once in a while, you'll hear our commercials. They just started the advertising on Sirius Radio.
I heard one this morning.
You did?
I did. I know. What am I doing? Listen, I was catching the college course.
It's 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW, but you also sell some other product here as well.
Patio doors, siding, garage doors.
And you've exercised the same diligence in choosing those products that you did with windows. Is that a fair statement?
We do. We do. We picked the best product for the money, okay? I mean, that's how this company was started in 1995. The gentleman that started it, he started it on a small shack next to the main road, and he went out and found some great windows, and he sold them at a good price. For a long time, we were known as the $189 window. Can't do that anymore, of course, but for a long time, that's what we were known as. It's a great window. It's made in Ohio or West Virginia. It depends which supplier we go to. And it's made out of virgin vinyl. Virgin vinyl is, it's not as, most other windows are made with recycled vinyl. Ours is made with virgin vinyl. The reason I could stand on it and I'm over 250 pounds is because it's...
No!
I am.
No.
All muscle, of course. It's eighth-inch, double eighth-inch glass, which is double strength. Everybody else uses 16th of an inch glass. So everything about that window is better than any other window out there for the money.
And it makes it easy for you to stand behind it for a lifetime.
And stand on it, too, for the lifetime.
Stand on it.
Stand on it. Now, we're talking about the product itself and how it's manufactured and how strong it is, but how about the installation process? Because a good window installed badly is a bad window.
Best window in the world. If it's not installed correctly, it's not going to function correctly. We have, since I've been in this business for a long time, I'm pretty lucky. I know a lot of installers, and I've got some great installers that have been with me for more than 10 years. So I will guarantee the installation is going to be a great installation when we sell you the windows. So
one of the knocks on replacement windows is that I lost all kinds of view because, you know, my openings seem to have shrunk. You take that into consideration?
Most of the time we do, yeah. A lot of times, because it's a replacement window company, you might lose half an inch on of glass on each side just because it's a replacement, because it's going to fit inside your existing frame. So, but, you know, we take that into consideration, try to, you know, make the windows
maximize
the windows as much as we can. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, stick around with more from the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from Window World Detroit. You know, Chuck, today at the bonus hour, we're going to go over to Barrier Free Plus, but next Sunday, we're going to be going over to Atlas Home Improvement.
Yes.
For that extra hour, and they'll be doing their veteran giveaway, which they do all the time. They'll be announcing, I believe, at that point.
Yeah, hopefully we'll talk to Phil and Darian about that and expand on that a little bit, because kind of the same work that's being done here.
Right. All right, hey, stick around for the Inside Outside, guys. This next segment is brought to you by Atlas Home Improvement. Good morning and welcome back to the Inside Outside, guys. Once again, as you heard, broadcasting live from the Window World Detroit headquarters on a very blustery November morning, but not as blustery as yesterday. Thank goodness. We wouldn't be here if it was.
The word blustery probably wouldn't even have applied yesterday. I don't even know what that
hurricane
word is.
Hurricane force winds, felt like at least.
Hey, we're going to talk with Tilly Raymond, the thrift store manager. You heard Tina mention the thrift store earlier, and John as well. And, of course, Jackie Reddick, the food pantry manager for Open Door Outreach. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.
You, Window World.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's so cool that Tilly's nails are actually purple.
Because I'm cold. It's a little blustery out here.
So tell us, ladies, what you do for Open Doors Ministries, please.
Open Door Outreach.
I apologize.
That's okay.
No, it's not okay. I got to get that right.
For the Open Door Outreach Center, I am the thrift store manager. One of our departments through the Open Door Outreach Center, a large department, is the thrift store. The thrift store provides, through donations of our generous community and outlying communities around us, clean, gently used items that we place out on our storefront to public for sale, as well as not only to the public to come in and shop our thrift store, but also through our client services, our voucher, which you heard from Tina earlier, our voucher program. For clients that come in that are qualified families, they can shop with a voucher free of charge for them in our thrift store, just like any other patron coming into the thrift store shops. And so it allows for dignity to be able to shop freely, pick out the items that they need, and check out in a dignified way to get items that are needful, pots and pans, slow cookers, clothing, everywhere from winter coats right down to a blouse for a job interview, or just their regular jobs, shoes, anything you can think of, silverware, rugs, vacuum cleaners. And we're lucky enough to have the community around us that donates such wonderful items to us. You would be surprised the amazing things that are donated through our donation center on a weekly basis. We don't have a huge thrift, but our thrift thrives off of 110 volunteers that give up their free time. There is only 3 employees, paid employees, in the thrift. Everybody else that puts it together volunteers their own time. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we're open to the public 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Thursdays, we are open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We also have volunteers in on Mondays, which is our restock day.
How does someone donate?
They come through our donation center, which is at the rear of our thrift, through the back. On our website, on Open Door Outreach Center's website, the thrift store tab, it has our donation guidelines, things we can and cannot accept. And that's a great resource. So if you want to know what you can donate to our donation center, that list is on there, and it's pretty vast. It'll tell you exactly what we can by law and what we cannot sell, used, or otherwise. And then they come around the back of our building. Our donation hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tuesdays through Saturdays. And it goes very far in our outreach. Not only does our profits from the items that are sold to the general public, all of those proceeds go back to the outreach center.
It stays local.
We have 10 communities that the outreach supports. So not just the city of Waterford. We have several zip codes, but 10 communities that rely on our support from the Open Door Outreach Center. And the thrift's financial gains from the public shopping from the thrift helps the outreach be able to maintain the food pantry. Proceeds go over to the food pantry. It goes to our client services, our emergency services, and our future educational services we'll have with our resource center.
You've got the food pantry manager sitting right next to you here, Jackie Reddick.
Yep.
Jackie, welcome.
Welcome.
Those 10 communities, I saw your eyes kind of widen when she mentioned
that. Yes, we do. We service 10 communities. And the communities we service are White Lake, Waterford, West Bloomfield, Commerce Township, Wolverine Lake, Orchard Lake, Walled Lake, Kego Harbor, Sylvan Lake, and parts of Wixom. That is a big area that we service. And we're on track this year to feed about 5,000 people, which is a 20% increase over last year, and we all know why. You know, times are bad. We're seeing a big influx of homeless people who are living in their cars. And we make sure that we can take care of them also, not only with food, but with, you know, little bags of toiletries. I make sure and put together, like, paper plates and napkins and silverware and things, you know, that you need if you're living out of your car, unfortunately. And then we can get blankets and pillows from next door. You know, whatever we need, what we can get from the thrift, we can make sure that, you know, unfortunately they are in their car, that they are taken care of. And then we try to get them together with Tina in the client services department, and she tries to find them temporary housing or whatever she can to help out. It's a whole first full circle service that we offer, and that's what makes us so special and so different from other pantries. Our pantry also is a pantry of choice where our clients can come in and pick their own food. A lot of pantries, they just give you your food already bagged. They can walk in and pick their own food like they're in a grocery store. So that gives them dignity also. It's a great, great service that we offer.
This was a very fast segment. I got some questions I want to ask you. Can you stick around for a minute?
Sure.
We get back from break, please. You as well, Tilly?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Hey, not far from here, you will find the local headquarters of Bath Planet. And we get these emails all the time that I want a new shower and I want it to look beautiful like I see in the hotels, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to lose my bathroom for 3 weeks while the work is being done.
And get a bathroom in a day from Bath Planet. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the Window World Detroit headquarters on Haggerty Road, just north of Pontiac Trail here in Commerce Township. If you need anything during the week for your home, or you hear something today that you want to grab a pen and start writing down while you're driving, please do not do that. When you get home, please go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, go to Ask a Question, and then say, hey, who is that company you referred, or who is that person you were talking to, or who is that charity you were speaking to, and we will be sure to get you back that information. So if you need advice from just advice, or if you're building a new house, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com 24/7.
I agree with you 1,000%. Don't need to add to it. Right now we're talking with Tilly Raymond, the thrift store manager for Open Door Outreach, and Jackie Reddick, the food pantry manager for Open Door Outreach. You said you had a bunch of questions.
I do. Jackie, you mentioned a bunch of communities, 10 communities there. And I'm going to stay, and I think a lot of people are thinking, those are very nice communities. They have homeless in those communities. You talk West Bloomfield, right? So people don't think that there are people that have the needs.
Kego.
In West Bloomfield, yeah, exactly. Speak to that, please. Because I think if it wasn't for organizations like yours, people would notice that a lot more. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And like John had said earlier, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You could be living in a nice house and have a great job, and all of a sudden you lose your job, you lose your house, you've got a family, and you are now a needy person.
Unexpected injuries.
Totally unexpected, you know. Like an injury, absolutely. That'll throw a wrench into everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just make sure that you're taken care of. You never know when it's going to happen.
I remember years ago, my wife and I lived in Waterford. And she was on the computer, and I knew a friend of ours was on the computer across the street. And, of course, I am who I am. I knew where their computer was, so I went up to the window. I jumped on the porch, went to the window, and went bang, 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 bang to scare them. Of course, I heard a scream. And as I jumped off the porch, my foot hit the ground. I heard a pop. Oh. And I remember instantly thinking, what am I going to do?
Yep.
Because luckily I didn't break my foot, but I was the only breadwinner in the company. We had in the household. We had four kids at that time. And my first thought was first how stupid I was to do it, but mm-hmm. then what am I going to do? And if it was broken, we lived in Waterford. We didn't know about your organization, but you would have been there for us if we needed help. And I want to make sure people who are hearing this in those communities donate to your organization.
Exactly.
They're so important for those. You are so important for those communities to help the people in need.
Yep. It's just one split second away from somebody needing help. And most people who need help never thought they'd be in that position. Yep. And that's why we're here. You know, we don't look, nobody looks down at you. This is just part of life. Things happen. And thank goodness we're there, because I could tell you so many stories. If you have time, I'd love to tell you one story about this super, super sweet lady and her children who have been living in a motel for quite a while. And her children are autistic, severely autistic, and she has nothing. And she comes in every month and gets food. And, you know, the God winks we talk about, the things that happen that we have no idea we're going to need. You know, all of a sudden somebody donated all these diapers in youth size. And I'm thinking, what are we going to do with this? We never have youth that need diapers, you know, preteens or anybody like that. And she comes in and she's, you know, her severely autistic child needed that. And so every month I make sure, even if we have to go out and buy them, that we have those there. Tina's been working with her to try to find her housing. And then I went over to Tilly in the store and I said, Tilly, I've got this lady living in a motel. Do you have any can openers or anything else that I can give her? And she said, you know, how does she cook? And I said, well, I was talking to her about that. She's had a hot plate. Tilly said to me, let's go look at the crock pots. So we're looking at a crock pot on the wall, and I grab one down, and Tilly says to me, you know, she's living in a motel. She doesn't have a sink where she can put that big crock pot underneath. Let's give her this one because this will fit. So it's such a great organization we work for, that we all work together to meet the needs of people in the community and make sure that they're taken care of.
Do you ever have somebody that at one time was a recipient of all the good that you do that comes back years later and becomes a donor?
Oh, yes. Donors and volunteers.
And volunteers.
Yep.
That is a big. We have mm-hmm. quite a few volunteers that have stepped in years later after they've had help from us and their lives have changed around and gotten better and been able to come back. We have several volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And I think now that you're offering some job training as well, that's only going to get even more so in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even becoming a volunteer with us, we have several volunteers that are actually going through work programs, and this helps them. Coming in and volunteering at a thrift actually goes towards their resumes. So we have, I believe, three right now that are inside of job programs working at the thrift, whether they're just on the store floor, putting away clothes, merchandising, so on and so forth, that go towards their job training programs through the state of Michigan to get them job placement. So even just on a volunteering level in that regard.
I think about the lady that Tammy just spoke of with the autistic children. Mm-hmm. I mean, how does someone like that make it? How do they survive with our organization like yours? And then what if she wants to get the job training? How is she going to get help with the children? You know, and it's a, if there wasn't for organizations like yours, it would be a death spiral. I just don't know, because mothers, their kids come before anything. I mean, even more so than fathers. I mean, mother bears, they'll protect their children, and can't even imagine the situation that lady's in.
We have story after story after story, and you know, we can go home at the end of the day and just feel so good about the people we've helped, the people we've met. You know, everybody touches our lives,
right?
So it's such a good organization.
And you keep mentioning everybody we talk to, John, I mean, Mary, everybody mentions trying to eliminate the stigma of need.
Right. Well, and then you also have, there's another fold there with the thrift with that. You know, obviously we have to sell items, but we try at the thrift to keep our cost of goods going out the door for the public to come in and buy at a lower rate, cheaper as possible, because there are people out there that just have too much pride to come in and get a voucher to go through the thrift,
sure,
get those items for free. So we try to take those prices down so that they can come in and affordably buy stuff. Or if you're just a thrifter, you know, and you just, you know, you balance your budget and you do everything else. So it's very important not only to donate to us for the items to be able to go for sale or go to clients, because you'd be surprised just selling items at a cheaper rate, how much that impact is as well out on the surrounding community.
You know, it's funny, our middle child has been in college the last several years over in West Michigan, and she brags every week. I get a text, "Dad, I found a shirt at the thrift. I found a pair of pants, and it was only this much money." And it, for her, it's a point of pride that she's able to come into a thrift store and find great stuff inexpensively.
Kelly, you used the word thrifter. That's my bride. I mean, we go somewhere, she's looking for the thrift store, and she's going and looking for deals. And I can guarantee you got people that come in every week.
Every week.
Same people looking for those deals, looking for something that someone might have given to you that they can go out and make money on.
Absolutely. We have a lot of resellers as the online reselling is, especially since the pandemic. You know, there's a lot of online resellers. We love online resellers. They're great. I mean, they come in and they bring profit into us to be able to spread out through the mission and through the outreach to put further that stretch that we're able to do in these communities.
Let me just take a second and thank everyone that's here. I mean, we've had a great turnout here. And thank you so much, everyone, for coming out and saying hi to us while you're here. Greatly appreciate it.
I agree.
And there's still a lot of time. We're at 4 o'clock today, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Everything will be going 4 o'clock. Bring down your non-perishable food items.
I'm curious. Halim, things going well so far? They've got one truck almost full.
Wow. And considering it is November, cool, this is really good weather for November. I mean, you are the one to plan this in November, so. Mary, you'll blame her for that, will you? Blame Mary. But it is great weather. And you know what? Thank you so much for doing this. You guys don't have to do this. You do this out of the goodness of your heart, and the hot dogs and the donuts and the warm cider and everything. You did out of goodness of your heart. Thank you so much. So people come down and continue to check us out.
Absolutely. Now, this is the first annual, and we're taking donations way beyond today. Need doesn't take a vacation, right, Tilly, Jackie?
Never.
Open Door OutreachCenter.com. There's a donate now right there in the top corner. And also, if you want to give them a call, 248-360-2930.
I'm curious. We see situations where people say, "I want to donate, but I'm not sure how to do it." And you briefly mentioned in the last segment some hours that you take donations of goods. Mm-hmm.
We have two different departments in the back where we take donations. We have the donations that come into the thrift that support the thrift store, and then we have donations directly into the pantry.
Yep.
When you pull behind the back of our building, there's three doors, all of them clearly listed.
And where's the building, Tilly? Forgive me, but people...
We are located right on Cooley Lake Road in between Hospital and Williams Lake Road. We are in the same plaza as Waterford Lanes. You can easily find us, 7140 Cooley Lake Road, Waterford Township, 48327.
OpenDoorOutreachCenter.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning is a longtime sponsor of the Inside Outside Guy. Guys, and tis the season to get your furnace, your HV system checked out now before you have to do it in January. Give Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning a call today.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that until 4 o'clock, they'll be taking donations today, and they'll take them beyond today. So stay in touch. Also, from 12 to 1, Ken and I are going to sprint over to Barrier Free Plus and do an educational hour regarding people that want to stay in their homes.
Absolutely.
Right?
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Okay, let's talk to Mary Sheena and Niall Sheena one last time here before we have to go off air. Niall?
How's it going, guys?
People know you. They trust you.
Yeah, I guess
you're
so.
Kind of a big deal.
No, don't do this. Please.
That's Mom.
Mom doesn't want that ego inflated
We're
anymore.
We're just teasing.
There is, oh wait, this,
that's actually from a movie.
Yeah, the non-existent one.
As a mom,
one.
I inflate his ego enough. We don't need the
No, but it's a lot of fun. I guess until I interacted with some of your audience, I didn't realize people knew who we were or who me and my dad were. But I guess they've been tuning in. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Of course they have.
People know who you are. They've listened to the Inside Outside Guys long enough now. And you are most likely, if they give a call to Window World, you're going to be one of the people that they meet when they come out, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And if they even wanted to request me, I'd be happy to come out and walk them through, you know, what would be best for them in terms of, well, whatever their goals are, style, cost effectiveness, this or that. It's more like we like to go out, and all of our guys are like this, to guide them along, not just, you know.
Educate them.
Point and, you know, yeah, exactly.
Educate them on windows and educate them on your prop.
Not to sell them, just kind of teach them on how it works and what they should be expecting.
Well, they shouldn't expect everything they've heard about window salesmen in the past.
Correct.
No.
Not at all. Yeah, Window World was founded as sort of the antithesis of that. It's the opposite idea of that was the goal of Window World from the beginning.
I like that. So you're out there to educate and let people make an informed decision.
Yeah, 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 and that's the
goal.
They
don't have to kick you out of the house after 4 hours in case they're not ready to buy.
No, they just have to let us know, and we're okay with that. We'll let ourselves out.
Now, as we spoke to your father earlier, and we remember how many times he's told us in the past that, you know, there was a reason why he chose Window World. Okay, Window World chose you, but you chose them first. Your father went out looking for the product first. And I got to feel just the fact that he did that from the start makes your job so much easier when you have such a great product walking into a customer's house.
Yeah, I think people, well, I hope they would be able to see in Window World what my dad did when we were looking. I mean, when he was reading about the no-pressure sales system, the great products, prices, warranties, all that, he jumped up. He's like, why isn't this here?
I've never heard you use that phrase, the no-pressure sales system. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
People
yeah.
need to hear that. That's important because it's most other salespeople or window salespeople are just the opposite.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
Yeah, high pressure. I got to ask, Mary, you're the catalyst for this event, according to all of the men in your family. Are you happy with the way things are going so far for the first annual?
Absolutely. I mean, look over there. We're getting our milk crates full. We have our truck is almost way over half full. People are coming out. Look at, here's a gentleman.
Someone else walking
asking
up.
Asking where to go. We'll give him a hot dog. Our tent's full. I mean, we're thrilled.
You going to do it again next year?
Oh, a million percent. It's going to be much bigger.
Love
this
it.
Is
and you're
going to
wear a jacket.
That came in. I'm going to wear a coat and gloves and goggles, everything. But, yeah, this year we kind of came up with this just about a month and a half ago, so we kind of threw it together. But next year for sure.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. bless yours right back.
Oh, we are grateful to be here.
Yeah. And we had some big support, too. I mean, we got to think, like, the Big Salad franchise, there's a couple locations around, Wireless Vision, T-Mobile stores, Happy's Pizza, Savvy Sliders, Aquatot Swim School. They helped a lot with cash donations to help go directly to Open Door. So they helped us reach our goal. And then Value Wholesale Distributors in Oak Park and International Wholesale Allen Park donated a lot of toiletries and things like that. I mean, that's why we started with such a good kind of a good head start. These really nice companies nearby, once they heard what we were doing, they asked, how can we get involved? You know, it was awesome, actually.
That is cool. I'll bet you have three times that number of companies next year that want to get involved.
I hope we have 10 times.
God bless you. That's cool. I'll bet you do.
I hope so.
Knowing you guys and the way people, you know, are attracted to good people, I think it'll happen.
Thank you so much.
And Window World is the whole organization from sea to shiny sea is known for giving. Known for giving back. And you guys are continuing that legacy here locally.
Yeah, well, we're trying.
No, you are. You are doing it. And the people who showed up here... you can tell you guys are doing it.
It's a pretty good turnout for before noon. Yeah. Reminder to everyone, we are doing this until 4 o'clock. So if you're out there listening and you're deciding to hit the grocery store for some non-perishable food or some toiletries or anything like that, we're at 2873 Hagerty Road in Commerce, Michigan. And we're also accepting donations during the week, but the vast majority we're hoping to collect today so we can take it right over there.
I was just going to say, this isn't going to stop today at 4 o'clock.
No.
No.
Never. If you want to stop by tomorrow with anything at all, just walk right in the door and I'll take it over myself.
I love that.
Absolutely. Again, opendooroutreachcenter.com, 248-360-2930. And also ask about the Adopt-A-Family program. I love that.
I do too. And I think it was Tina that told us they had 60 families. Is that correct? I don't know if Tina's...
I think
still,
that's what she said, yeah.
Yeah, so there's huge need, and they could probably have 120 families if everybody gets the message and lets them know. So we need donors. We need people to help out.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely. I hope everyone hearing this today pitches in, donates, and understand when you use Window World for your new windows, portion of that will also go to St. Jude's as well, the national charity that you guys help out.
There's an option for that. When anyone purchases from us, we can round up to the nearest 100. We can add $10 a window, or if you just want to fill in the line for some, custum amount that you want to donate, we'd be more than happy. We do the work for you, so we're just a catalyst for that organization, and you get a receipt directly from them with the full amount. Showing exactly what you donated.
And your mom's a catalyst for the whole thing here today, Mary. You've done an awesome job here.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you guys and an awesome family behind me. And
you should have seen her all week. She was rocking and rolling. I was scared.
I'm trying to think how many weeks ago we were in Novi and you and I interacted, Mary, and I walked away going, that woman is passionate about this.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing.
Well,
she wants something done, she'll grab me and Dad by the ear. And no, I'm kidding. She's...
So hopefully everyone there heard this. When they need new windows, they'll give Window World Detroit a call. Thank you so much for everything you guys did here today.
Much.
This is
thank
phenomenal.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Hey. Okay, the event's not over. All you listeners out there, we want you to remember Hagerty Road till 4 o'clock today or even tomorrow or beyond.
Thank you so much, everyone. Stick around for the next hour, the bonus hour, the education hour of the Inside Outside, guys, as we talk to the great folks over at Barrier Free Plus. We're going to make the next sponsor, the Inside Outside, guys, brought to you by Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings.